Well, well. Look what stumbled into my lair. A brave little adventurer, desperate to make a name for himself. Tell me, adventurer, did you come here to slay me? Were you lured here by the promise of riches, of fame, of power? All things you believed you could get by disposing of the big, bad Medusa. Oh, so brave. You're not scared of me, you say? Well, how could you be scared? You haven't even met me. Just heard my voice echoing through the cave. I, on the other hand, know so much about you already. After all, you're hardly the first to think that they have the strength to collect the bounty on my head. Who fancies himself the hero of the story, come to slay the big, bad monster, and to cement his place in myth and legend? Oh, foolish boy. You should know that myths and legends, well, they're just stories. The real world, that's far more complex. What did they tell you about me? That I was the daughter of monsters? A vicious beast with terrible power? That my hair was a nest for vipers? And my heart as cold as stone? I assume they would say that my visage was so horrific that were our eyes to meet, it would turn you to stone, steal your soul from your very body, and leave you nothing but a lifeless husk. A fanciful story. One more truth is a mere afterthought. They are correct to state that my lineage gifted me with great power. And it is this power that they fear. But they fear me because they cannot control me. You see, my face is anything but horrific. If anything, it made me an object of desire. And believe me, many of the men in my village did desire me. But my power meant that I could not be controlled like the countless other women they lusted after. And so, when they could not silence me, they made a monster of me, forced me to flee. Twisted my story to dissuade more from following my example. All those who feared me are long since gone, but the legacy of their lies lives on. Tell me, O brave and mighty adventurer, do you wish to see the beauty that birthed the myth of a monster? You are a brave one. Well then, shine that light towards me. Follow the sound of my voice. There we go. Almost there. Just a little bit closer now. Boo! Oh my, look at that expression. You're not sure if you should be scared by my presence or aroused by my beauty. Oh, don't worry, you sweet little thing. I don't bite. That being said, I'm sure you can understand why they said a glance from me turns people to stone now. I am scary enough to be petrifying. And while I may not literally have the powers to transmute you with just my gaze, it's no coincidence you're frozen in place now. See, when I said men couldn't control me, I suppose I may have forgotten to mention the full story. Part of the gift of my power is the control that I can exert over others. It's not just that I was free from the shackles they aimed to place on me. I have a, let's say, uncanny power to mold men into whatever I desire them to be. And right now, I desire you to be still, silent, and complacent. I might look at you. The battle is over and you didn't even get a chance to draw your sword. How pathetic. Really, it just shows you were never meant to be a hero. But that doesn't mean I can't find some use for you. That blade of yours may be useless, but it has been an age since a man last stumbled into my lair. And your other weapons, well, I can think of plenty of things I could use that for. Of course, to use you like I want, we're going to need to get rid of some of your useless accoutrements. So you just stay still there. Not that you'd even be able to do otherwise. And I'll just get you nice and vulnerable. Oh, there we go. Let's just slide that pesky armor off of that beautiful chest. My, 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 you don't like that, do you? I can see that fear turning into anger in those desperate eyes. I know what it feels like to have your freedom stripped from you. To be turned into nothing more than a plaything for somebody else's needs and desires. I swore I would never allow it to happen to me again, but that doesn't mean I won't take the opportunity to indulge myself when a brash little thing like you tries to use me as a stepping stone to greater glory. You see all these statues scattered around my lair? They were all at once adventurers like you. As I said, it is not often a man enters my domain, so when they do, I like to have my fun with them. Just like I'm going to have with you. Of course, to do so, we need to get rid of those pants, too. Oh, we are going to have some fun together. Or I'm certainly going to have some. In time, maybe you will too, but if not, it's not like I really care. The truth is, if I'm being honest, your helplessness is my favorite part. I mean, look at you, completely trapped, a prisoner in your own body, completely aware of everything that's happening to you, but absolutely helpless at the same time. I could do whatever I want to you, and you wouldn't have a hope of stopping me. For example, feel my hands around your throat, squeezing, gentle at first, but feel them growing tighter and tighter until you can't even breathe. Your lungs burning for air that I'm denying them. Your whole world narrowing down to those two feelings. The pain in your lungs, and the power of my touch. That's right. I see that terror in your eyes. You understand now. Your life is entirely in my hands. There we go. Take a deep breath. I think I proved my point. To be honest, I was hoping it would take you a bit longer to understand. I was so looking forward to carving my name into your flesh with your own weapons. I suppose there's nothing stopping me from doing that anyway. Let's see. Where would it look best? How about Medusa's toy emblazoned across your chest? Oh, you really don't like the sound of that. That just makes me want to do it more. Although, do I really want to deal with all that mess? What to do? What to do? Another time, perhaps. For now, I just want to play with that delightful cock of yours. Feel that? My fingers gently caressing your shaft. You're so desperate for the touch of a woman. I bet you want to buck forward and run up against me. See? Barely a taste of what's to come. And you're already rock solid. You should know. With the magic I've cast on you, your cock is going to stay like that for a long time. You may like the feeling now, but after a year or two of teasing and denial, I'm sure you'll be begging me to let you go limp. I want you to think about that while I milk you, to know in the back of your mind that for every moment of pleasure you may have in the present, the agony of denial will be given back to you tenfold. If you're anything like the others, you'll be too caught up in the moment to care. Because it does feel good, doesn't it? My hand wrapping around that cock and stroking it slowly, up and down, up and down. Is this the first time you've had a woman touch you like this? You can never be too sure with adventurers like you. Some of you are all about honor and duty and chastity and service of greater ideals that coincidentally leave you an emotionally stunted virgin. The rest can't stop running in every whorehouse you come across. If I had to guess, from the way your cock sprung up so quickly, you're probably one of those pathetic men who have pledged themselves to piety. Pious hypocrites are my favorite to break. And I promise you this, if I ever give you your voice back, it will only be so that you can beg me to degrade you more. That was definitely a spark of arousal in your eyes. Fuck, you're pathetic. I've had a lot of playthings in my lair throughout the years, but you're the first that I think has actually wanted to become my depraved piece of fuck meat. Oh, you are going to be fun to break. Why, By the time I'm done, you may end up being my masterpiece. You're getting closer now, aren't you? If you're this responsive to just my hand, can you imagine what it would be like if I actually fucked you with my mouth, or cunt, or ass? Of course I'd never do that. Not with somebody as hopeless as you are. After all, you're barely even human anymore. A trapped flesh statue. A piece of meat for me to take my pleasure from and use however I want. You're just an it. A thing that exists solely for my amusement. And you better hope you continue to amuse me. Because as long as you do so, that means you have some form of value. As meager as it may be. But if you don't have value, well, let's just say that my playthings don't last long if I don't see a use for them. Of course, I doubt you'll have to worry about that for a while yet. I've barely even started breaking you in. Ugh, and again, I mention breaking you, and even more pre-cum just drips to the surface of that cock. Ugh, you're almost too needy. Look at how close you are. You're the horniest statue I've ever seen. That does remind me, though. I've always been curious. Does being frozen like this make the feeling of arousal more or less intense? I know it makes it last longer, but I'd like to think being trapped on the edge is even more torturous than usual when you can't even move a muscle. Is that the case? Slut? No response? Nothing? If it's not doing it for you, I guess I might as well stop. After all, I'd hate to waste my time on an ungrateful little bitch. No. I think it's time to show you a more fitting position. Now, let me just give you a touch of malleability. And now to just bend you over and put you on all fours. That's right. Your place is beneath me. On the floor with the mud and filth and grime. After all, you are a filthy thing. It's only fitting. But of course, I wouldn't just put you down there without a purpose. I won't have useless trash in my lair. Well, lucky you. I'm going to gift you a glorious purpose. You've seen the unlucky souls that were turned into my trophies. Pieces of art that I keep to scare off adventurers like you. But considering you still came, perhaps I need a more devious warning. You're going to be my empty-headed footstool. Let me just straighten that back and spread those legs nice and wide. Show off that beautiful ass of yours. Like you're examining some handiwork you've done. No, that's not quite there. What else? Oh, of course. We just need to humiliate you a little more. So let's pry open those lips nice and wide. And put them in a cute little O shape. Perfect. You look like you're about to suck a nice, juicy cock. And who knows? Maybe I'll use you like that another time. But for now, I think that look is good. But you're still missing something. See, I don't just need a footrest. I need a nice side table to rest my morsels and refreshments on. But don't worry. I think you can pull double duty without too much difficulty. I just need to grab one of those strong arms and raise it up like so. Excellent. Now I just need to place a serving tray on that nice open palm and a little magic to keep it there. Beautiful. Oh, aren't you lucky? You're not just my beautiful footstool, but also my handy resting table. And I have to admit, this role suits you much better than the cocky adventurer you fancied yourself to be. So, let's just make it a little bit more permanent. And there we are. You feel that chill rolling up your spine. That's your flesh turning slowly into stone. After all, I do want my new piece of furniture to last. And your flesh, while very pretty, is not suited to that. So I needed to provide some adjustments. Don't worry, though. You'll still be you. That silly little brain, that feeling of need between your legs, you'll still be there, conscious, aware of everything I do to you, just completely unable to act. Oh, can you feel it progressing? You're more than half stone now. Another minute and you'll be trapped until I decide to break you out of that shell to play with you again. And don't worry. I will play with you. It would be a waste to keep you needy and desperate like this and not unfreeze you every now and then to take some pleasure for myself. Of course, I don't see any reason I'd ever let you come, but I'm open to being persuaded. Why don't you think on that while you're trapped in your stone prison? I want you to come up with one good reason as to why I should let a pathetic object like you come. You may not ever be able to go free, but if you give me a good enough reason, I may give you that release. And besides, it's not like you'll have anything better to do. Oh my, there's that fear again. And the stone is almost at those eyes. Is that really the expression you want to be showing for the next decade or two? Terror? Well, I suppose you don't have a choice anymore. It's all right, though. I think it suits you. Not to mention it does serve as a brilliant warning to any heroes foolish enough to follow in your footsteps. There we go. All done. And you look absolutely perfect. Like this is what you were made for. I just can't wait to try you out. Oh, I am going to have so much fun with you.